Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning, 7:03 now. We do have some clouds this morning. We're at 81 degrees, and we're going to get to the mid to upper 90s by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning, the legislature lock-in continues in Austin at this hour.
Fort Worth Representative Nicole Collier pledging to spend a night, a second night in the House chamber, protesting the GOP's redistricting plan.
But it looks like it will be in vain because Republicans are expected to approve the new maps today.
The clock appears to have run out on Texas House Democrats who fled the state for 2 weeks to prevent a vote on the new congressional maps. House Bill 4 was filed by State Rep Todd Hunter.
Each of these newly drawn districts now trend Republican in political performance.
State House Democrats vow to fight the maps in court. State Rep Gene Wu.
We will hold people accountable and we will defend our state to the absolute best of our abilities.
The House vote is set for 10 a.m. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the state capitol had to be evacuated last night following a threat posted to social media.
That threat that was posted to social media called for violence against those holding State Representative Nicole Collier. DPS did clear the building around 6:30 last evening. KVUE Television spoke to one of the demonstrators who was there helping support Collier.
That's not helping our cause. That's not helping the people that are in there protesting against injustice right now.
There was no violence, and the Capitol is expected to reopen at 9 this morning. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. Live in the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather, 20-minute morning briefing. On News Radio 1080, KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Two major Jewish organizations have stepped into the tightening race for the Republican nomination in the U.S. Senate race in Texas.
Both the American Israel Political Action Committee and the Republican Jewish Coalition have endorsed Senator John Cornyn, who is fighting to keep his Senate seat that he's held since 2002. Recent polling showed the race tightening between Cornyn and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Previous polling showed Paxton with a wide lead over the incumbent. Cornyn also recently picked up the endorsements of several agriculture organizations and former Texas Governor Rick Perry. Both men continue waiting for the biggest endorsement within the Republican Party, President Donald Trump. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick announces he's running for another term. He says the legislature has passed a lot of conservative priorities since he took office in 2014.
Back then, there were a lot of Second Amendment bills that needed to be passed. And we passed open carry and campus carry and constitutional carry.
He's running for a fourth term. There's a Democratic candidate in the race, State Rep. Vicki Goodwin of Austin, announcing her campaign earlier this year.
The fate of a Texas law requiring the Ten Commandments be posted in every public school classroom is now in the hands of a federal judge in San Antonio.
U.S. District Judge Fred Beery said he will decide the case before the law takes effect on September 1st. Attorneys for the state argued the law doesn't push a religion, but teaches the impact of Christianity. State Senator Phil King authored the bill.
The test today is whether a document such as the Ten Commandments is part of our Texas history and tradition.
The lawsuit was brought by 16 Texas families of various religions. Their attorney, Thomas Bucer Clancy, argued posting the commandments violates the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment.
Public schools are for education, not for religious conversion, and school officials can't and should not be imposing religious scripture on students as a condition of getting their public education.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your news for carsforkids.org, right off the car. Not the kid. DFW Airport releases its proposed budget for 2026. Speaking to the Fort Worth City Council, DFW Airport CFO Chris Poinsett says the budget reflects record passengers and record revenues.
$1.45 billion. Our board approved the 1.44 number. We always ask for a $10 million contingency outside the rate base that the board of directors at DFW would need to approve for us to use.
He says there was substantial growth with non-airline revenue, with parking and concessions being the biggest drivers. Operational expenses are up. The airport will also be taking over maintenance operations in two terminals that used to be run by American Airlines.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Well, the FDA is warning about a certain type of great value frozen shrimp sold at Walmart in Texas and 12 other states. The shrimp tested positive for radioactive contamination. That's the kind of shrimp that actually fries the rice, it seems. You're being told, don't eat that shrimp. Yeah, don't eat the radioactive shrimp. Dallas Police K-9 is rushed to the vet after collapsing from heat while chasing suspects in Far East Dallas. The dog's condition remains unknown at this hour. Texas House Republicans are moving forward with a Wednesday vote on redistricting map that could flip Democrat seats to the GOP. The Fort Worth Democrat has been camping out in the building all week as the showdown nears.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Let's do it. Kick off our 20-minute morning briefing here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show at 7:23.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
Central Texas Recovery Update.
Nearly 7 weeks since the cat catastrophic Hill Country floods. We're seeing signs of recovery.
July 4th flooding will not soon be forgotten by Texans who live in a wide swath of country from Kerrville almost to Austin. Homes, roads, and bridges were wiped out. One of them was the Cow Creek Bridge, which connects Marble Falls to Laga Vista. It was reopened this week.
We will reconnect the people, reconnect the communities, and get things back to normal.
Governor Abbott says it's symbolic for the community, which has struggled to pick up the pieces. Construction was finished in just 28 days. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724, as we check the business update now with our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, guys. Well, overall, I mean, not much activity on Wall Street. Volume has been light the last couple of days, which is typical for the summertime. But yesterday was noteworthy in that they absolutely bombed a lot of the stocks that have been doing so well. The so-called momentum stocks are Magnificent Seven. NVIDIA was down 3.5%. Meta was down 2%. Palantir has been a hot one. It's been down 5 days in a row, down 9% yesterday, and it looks lower again today. Actually, if the NASDAQ opened right now, it'd be down 32 points. But the Dow would be up 10 and the S&P down 2. Not much in the way of overt economic news today, but boy, we're going to be watching the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee minutes pretty closely. Last time around in that meeting, there were two members who dissented, who wanted to cut interest rates. That hasn't happened since 1993. So maybe we can get in there and see if there's sort of a, you know, sort of a backstory that's going on there. Individual stocks today, lows, echoing what we heard from Home Depot yesterday. Great earnings, upbeat about the future, raising estimates. That stock's up 4%. Target's headed in the opposite direction. That stock's down 10%. The earnings were sort of okay, but they see low single-digit decline in same-store sales. That business has just not picked up at all, and it's been on a downward trajectory. They're going to get a new CEO, but not until February, and he's from the inside. A guy who's been working there, which is not what the street necessarily wanted to see. Also, some activity today. Hertz has announced they're going to start selling used cars on Amazon Autos. I mean, remember, if you think about it, car rental companies are basically gigantic used car companies because they have to turn over that inventory all the time, and they're going to use Amazon. And where are they going to start? Here. Today. If you live within 75 miles of Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, or San Antonio, you can start browsing for new used cars, and they're going to expand that. And by the way, CarMax is down 4%, and Carvana is down 4% on that news. So right now, kind of a mixed opening projected on Wall Street. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 7:26. This news brought to you by the law offices of Nick Namath at MyIRSTeam.com.
If you live in Tarrant County, you might have to look harder for a place to vote this November.
County commissioners approved a plan to reduce early voting locations. Judge Tim O'Hare asked Elections Administrator Clint Ludwig about the plan.
Is this your list?
So this
elections list?
Yes, this is elections list. Myself, my team, every location that was recommended is a location that we recommended.
So he says this was not a partisan plan, but only looked at numbers, with some locations getting less than one voter an hour during the constitutional election 2 years ago. But Commissioner Roderick Miles says this will make it harder for people to participate.
My people bled, died, and suffered and fought for the right to be able to vote.
He says they should not focus on money, but instead focus on access. O'Hare says each polling place cost the county more than $10,000. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Strong opinions on both sides of a North Dallas social club wanting to host private poker games at the old Three Forks site. The city revoked Champions Club's certificate of occupancy over alleged illegal gambling, but the club is appealing. Neighbors have something to say about it.
This project threatens our safety, our property values, and the character of Bentry North. And we urge you to please respectfully deny this appeal.
Supporters argue the club is safe and benefits the community. The city board postponed a decision until next month so they can question a missing city official.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.